New York ISO stakeholders propose three areas for public policy transmission, written by John Cropley and read by an automated voice. New York ISO stakeholders urge transmission upgrades upstate, downstate and along the Pennsylvania border during the ISO's 60-day comment period for its 2022 to 2023 public policy transmission planning process. New York ISO submitted 17 sets of recommendations to the State Public Service Commission on November 7. The filing triggers a review by the PSC, which will identify the public policy transmission needs, or PPTN, it wants the ISO to pursue. The Alliance for Clean Energy New York and the New York Offshore Wind Alliance identified three geographic areas flagged by the ISO in its 2021 to 2040 system and resource outlook as potential constraints, downstate because of the amount of planned offshore wind generation, the Pennsylvania border region, and the state's North Country, where the existing network is expected to limit the availability of renewable energy resources. Offshore wind. The ISO is currently reviewing proposals it received in response to the PSC's March 2019 declaration of a need for transmission to ensure the output of offshore wind facilities interconnected with Long Island are deliverable to the rest of the state. The PSC's order directed the ISO to add at least one bulk transmission entity cable to increase the export capability of the Long Island Power Authority, or LIPA Con-Edison interface that connects Zone K to Zones I and J to ensure at least 3,000 megawatts of offshore wind is deliverable from Long Island to the rest of the state. The PSC also ordered upgrades to associated local transmission facilities to accommodate offshore export capability. Several stakeholders, including SCL Long Island, said the current Long Island PPTN may not be sufficient for future offshore wind projects. National Grid Ventures said the state should provide for transmission of at least 20 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2050, as contemplated in the Climate Action Council's draft scoping plan. At present, state law mandates only 9 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2035. Con Edison Transmission made a case for a single coordinated transmission infrastructure for the multiple projects to be built off the New York coast, citing the risk, limitations and expense of siting multiple radial lines.
Con Edison has proposed such a solution, the Brooklyn Clean Energy Hub, and repeatedly pointed that out in its comment letter to New York ISO.
Other developers have identified possibilities similar to the Brooklyn Hub concept. Ørsted, which has been awarded 1,060 megawatts of wind projects off the New York coast, urged that proposals for transmission of offshore wind be evaluated for flexibility for future expansion and resilience to extreme weather. Other needs. Avangrid Networks said its analysis showed the planned upgrades of the bulk transmission system may not be sufficient in two ways: pathways for carrying power from upstate to downstate and transfer capacity between load zones in upstate. The Climate and Environmental Justice Office of New York City flagged the need for additional transmission capacity into the city and the need to plan it soon, given that such projects can take a decade or more to build. HQ Energy Services U.S. urged that a public policy need be identified for dispatchable, emission-free resources. The company is a subsidiary of Hydro-Québec, which could sell hydropower in New York State via new transmission projects, or, if New York State should ever develop a surplus of clean energy, reverse the current and store that excess power in its network of reservoirs.
Invenergy recommended significant transmission investment in the Southern Tier, the Pennsylvania border region where there is significant potential for wind and solar power development, but where New York ISO identified significant transmission constraints. New York Transco, which is owned by subsidiaries of National Grid, Con Edison, Avangrid and CH Energy Group, urged improvements to eliminate constraints in the three regions flagged by New York ISO.
It also suggested improvements in western New York at the Dysinger East and West Central interfaces. The New York Power Authority flagged a need to modernize the existing transmission system in the Albany region to increase flexibility and transmission capability between upstate and downstate. Rise Light and Power said the Champlain Hudson Power Express and Clean Path New York transmission projects may not meet the needs for additional power in New York City, and a solicitation should be issued for an additional line from upstate New York to New York City.
Transource Energy and Transource New York urged the PSC to direct New York ISO to include advanced transmission technologies in its viability and sufficiency assessment of proposed solutions.
It made a pitch for breakthrough overhead line design, which was developed by Transource parent American Electric Power. Transource said BOLD offers reduced inductance and impedance and increased transfer capability. 2019 order. In its 2019 order directing the ISO to pursue upgrades for Long Island's offshore wind, the PSC declined to endorse any other PPTNs,
saying further consideration of the power grid study by PSC staff and the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority was needed first. The staff's initial report on the New York power grid study in January 2021 found that a new 345-kilovolt tie line across the Long Island to New York City interface could provide benefits, including reduced OSW curtailments,